Quant dribbles into the lane over on the right side. It goes to Bonds. Down to 3 seconds. They're going to have to get the shot off, and Webb finally just throws it up. Beats the buzzer, but it wouldn't go. Offensive rebound for Lila Jones. Throws it back out to Bonds. She gets the three-pointer good.
Yeah, that offensive rebound leads to wide open three. You know, you saw the defense that these Lady Bombers can play, and just straight man-to-man, even in the bench, even when we mass substitute. Look what happens with the defense, but then we just give up that offensive rebound. You got to finish that possession.
Brooklyn Mitchell picks up her third. Okay, third personal foul, team foul number one here in the fourth quarter against the Lady Goblins. Here is Aston Ferris with it, and she's going to be called for the travel.
Yeah, I think you got like earlier with Lake and Quant. I think they gave a foul. You had it for Quant. Then maybe they gave it to Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, they were both right there.
So 55-26, Mount Tom up. Here is Mitchell going into the lane for the layup. Won't go, but she draws contact, and she'll hit the free throw line as the clock continues to move. Who'd they give that foul to?
I think Lauren Rawls, okay. Maybe is who they got there.
That'll be her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter. First free throw for Mitchell, rolls around and falls in. That's her first free throw that she's hit tonight. She's now 1 of 3 at the line.
Berkeley's going to be glad to not see the Lady Bombers on the schedule the rest of the year. She has struggled against them.
Second shot is up. She gets both. She has 8 on the night. And it is a 55-28 lead for Mountain Home. Back it comes Sarah Williams. She's going to put up the 3 on the right side. No good. And they fight for the rebound. Oh, they're going to give Lauren Rawls that foul. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number 2 against Mountain Home.
Coach Husky's in the ear of the referee over there. He didn't like that call. I agree. I don't think I like it either.
Yeah.
Lauren was coming in trying to get the rebound, and they both were fighting for it. But
Ball's knocked out by Anderson. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline right in front of the Harrison bench. Lady Goblins will inbound it as they trail by 27. Here is Mitchell with it up top. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Ava Fosnes. Here is Rawls with it, gives it to Ferris on the right side. Up top to Ava Fosnes, over to Anderson on the left. She'll find Ferris on the right. Now gives it to Williams. She's going to try another three-pointer. This one won't go, and rebound's knocked around. Ball's still being fought for.
Look at Addison Ferris. Addison Ferris gets
the rebound, and Mountain Home is able to call timeout to save the possession.
Really good hustle right there by Addison.
We'll break with 4:46 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 55-28. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one. Plus, unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200-plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Mountain Home taking the timeout to save the possession as inbound pass goes to Addison Ferris. Lady Bombers up 55-28. 4:40 left to play in the game as Rawls throws it to Ferris on the left side. Ferris will give it to Williams. Williams over to Rawls on the right. Rawls drills to the free throw line, puts up the jumper, in and out, and the rebound is controlled by Bonds. Webb will walk the ball across the timeline. Picks up a dribble, gives it to Bonds. Down to Jones on the low block for the layup. Good. Lila Jones with 4 on the night. And now a stoppage of play. They're going to let
a
sub
a
come in.
Now they're calling a ball.
Gotcha. All right. Sager Clemens going to come back in for Harrison replacing Jordan Quant. 4 minutes left to play in the game. Mountain Home up by 25. Harrison on a 7-0 run to start this final period. Jones with it. She's going to dribble into the lane, go up for the layup. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Anderson. Anderson quickly across the timeline. Gives it to Rawls. Rawls will set the offense. Ball's knocked away by Webb as she's trying to give it to Anderson. Now it's only inbound on the near sideline. Kiera Alkire, Tay Chairs, and Kara Jackson coming in for Mount Tom, replacing Lauren Rawls, Sarah Williams, and who else?
Who went out? Sarah Williams, Lauren. Here we go, Lakin Anderson, yeah.
They're going to have to bring someone else out. They got six on the court. Okay, so.
Yeah, Ava Fossus.
So Bailey Renberg's going to come back in as Ava Fossus comes out. 3:06 left to play in the game as Jackson inbounds it to Chairs. Chairs dribbles into the lane and gets a little too close to the baseline. So Mount Tom turns it back over with less than 3 minutes left. So Brooklyn Mitchell walks the ball across the timeline. Mitchell will give it to Jones. Down a low block to Bonds for the layup. Good. Brent Bonds with five on the night. It's a 9-0 run right now by Harrison.
Yep, Harrison kind of keeping up and scoring.
Here is Jackson giving it to Rittenberg on the right. Rittenberg's going to dribble into lane, going in for a layup. Shot was blocked by Jones. She comes up with the ball, gives it to Mitchell, who's quickly back the other way. Now, thought about three. Instead, she's going to give it to Webb on the left. Down to Jones in the lane. She's going to go up for the runner. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled. Alkire just, boy.
Yeah, she just got shoved.
Yeah. As Lila Jones, fourth personal foul. Team foul number two against Harrison here in the final period. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the game. Brooklyn Mitchell checks out of the game as she is replaced, I believe, by Jenna Lewis. Jenna Lewis. Here is Rittenberg with it on the left side. She rolls to the free throw line, gives it to Ferris. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Offense rebound for Rittenberg, and she'll be fouled. Jenna Lewis picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Goblins here in the fourth quarter. Bryn Bonds and Tucker Webb check out of the game. As Jordan Quant comes back in, and looks like Hadley Lemon comes in for the first time tonight for Harrison. Inbound pass goes to Ferris. She'll give it back to Rittenberg. She's going to put up the three on the left side. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Quant. 1:05 left to play in the game. Quant going coast to coast for the layup. Now offensive foul.
Offensive foul. Good job, Kiera.
That's Quant's second personal foul. 14th foul against Harrison here in the final period. 50 seconds left in the game. Jackson will walk the ball across the timeline for Mountain Home. Gives it over on the right side to Rittenberg. Rittenberg's going to drill into the lane. Going in for the layup. Rolls in.
Good job. Bailey, way to take the ball to the hole.
Her first 2 points of the night, 57-32, Lady Bombers up. 33 seconds left to play. Here's Quant with it. She will dribble to the left side. Excuse me. Quant has the ball knocked away by Alkire. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Mount Tom's ball. Quant did touch it last.
Yeah, and Quant just twin shove Kiera right there.
That night, frustrating of a night for Harrison.
Yeah,
tonight.
It is, yeah.
10 seconds left as Rittenberg's into the front court.
Saying no shot right here.
Yeah, they're just going to dribble out the final few seconds. And
great win by the Lady Bombers tonight over here at Harrison.
Mount Tom is going to get the 25-point victory. Our final score, Mount Tom defeats Harrison in this girls' matchup, 57-32. We'll come back and start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox,